综合模拟演练六。
一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, is Jane's mother a doctor?
No, she is a teacher.
Question, what is Jane's mother? Is Jane's mother a doctor?
No, she is a teacher.
Question, what is Jane's mother? Number two, where is Daniel?
He is in the room. He is looking for some information on the internet.
Question, what is Daniel doing? Where is Daniel?
He is in the room. He is looking for some information on the internet.
Question, what is Daniel doing?
Number three, where do you have breakfast?At home or in the restaurant?
At home. What about you?
I have it at home too.
Question, where does the girl have breakfast?
Where do you have breakfast? At home or in the restaurant?
At home. What about you?
I have it at home too.
Question,Where does the girl have breakfast?
Number four. Li Ming's birthday is coming. What present should we buy?
He loves animals. I think we could buy him a pet.
Good idea.
Question. What are they going to buy?
Li Ming's birthday is coming. What present should we buy?
He loves animals. I think we could buy him a pet.
Good idea.
Question, what are they going to buy? Number five, which season do you like best?
I like winter best.Because I can play with the snow. Do you like winter?
No, I like summer best.
Question, which season does the man like best?
Which season do you like best?
I like winter best because I can play with the snow. Do you like winter?
No.I like summer best.
Question, which season does the man like best? Number six, Amy, what does your dog have?
Every morning I give her some rice. For lunch, I give her some meat and rice. In the evening, I give her some noodles.
Question, what does Amy's dog have for lunch? Amy, what does your dog have?
Every morning, I give her some rice. For lunch, I give her some meat and rice. In the evening, I give her some noodles.
Question, what does Amy's dog have for lunch?
Number seven, when do you have to go to bed?
At 9 o'clock in the evening.
Question, what should the boy do at 9 o'clock in the evening? When do you have to go to bed?
At 9 o'clock in the evening.
Question, what should the boy do at 9 o'clock in the evening?Number eight. Stop talking. You are in the library.
I'm sorry.
Question. Why does the boy have to stop talking? Stop talking. You are in the library.
I'm sorry.
Question. Why does the boy have to stop talking?
Number 9. Do you think maths is boring, Mary?
No, I think it's interesting.
Question. What does Mary think of maths? Do you think maths is boring, Mary?
No, I think it's interesting.
Question. What does Mary think of maths? Number 10. What is your favorite festival?
The Spring Festival, because I can get some gifts.
Question. Which festival does the girl like best? What is your favorite festival?
The Spring Festival, because I can get some gifts.
Question. Which festival does the girl like best?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍。听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
Excuse me, could you tell me where the Sunshine Theater is?
Walk along this street for about 30 minutes. You can find it on the left of a big shop.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the Sunshine Theater is?
Walk along this street for about 30 minutes. You can find it on the left of a big shop.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Listen to the 12th dialogue. Answer the 13th.这十五小题。
Our mother's birthday is July 1st. Do you remember it?
Yes. What do you want to buy her?
I want to buy her a scarf.
Great. Do you know my birthday is July 23rd?
Yeah. I want to give you the same present you gave me, a flower.Our mother's birthday is July 1st. Do you remember it?
Yes. What do you want to buy her?
I want to buy her a scarf.
Great. Do you know my birthday is July 23rd?
Yeah. I want to give you the same present you gave me, a flower.
二，听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
This is a classroom. It is nice and bright, but it is small. The doors and windows are clean, but the desks and chairs are very dirty. The walls are white. On the front wall there is a blackboard. The teacher's desk is big. It is near the blackboard. On the desk there are some flowers. The teacher is in front of the students. Now there are only 10 students.In the classroom, there is a clock on the wall. The clock is not old. It is new.
This is a classroom. It is nice and bright, but it is small. The doors and windows are clean, but the desks and chairs are very dirty. The walls are white. On the front wall, there is a blackboard. The teacher's desk is big. It is near the blackboard. On the desk, there are some flowers. The teacher is in front of the students. Now there are only 10 students in the classroom. There is a clock on the wall. The clock is not old. It is new.